Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Bava Basra, Daf Chav Tes, part 2.
The Gemara towards the bottom of the Amid asks Akash on Rav Huna, who said that you need Cheskas Gimel Shanim Ritzufais. Tnan, Cheskas Abatim, the Mishnah says that you could have a cheskas gimel shanim in batim in houses. L'cher, you only know that people are machzik is living in a house for 3 years by day, but by night we don't have edus, a way of knowing that he was there in the house at night. So according to Yehuna, l'cher, you only have gimel shanim that are not ritzufais. The Rosh in Simen Beis and the Ritva, the Maskal Tanan and the Rajbo all ask that why is the Gemara's Kasha only on Rav Huna? Even if you do not agree with Rav Huna and you hold you don't need Ritzufais, but all you have is 3 half years, because since you only have Chazaka by day and not by night, it's not Gimel Shanim Shleimais, and in order to have Cheses Gimel Shanim, it has to be 3 complete years. The Rosh and Ritva answer that the Gemara's Kasha is only on Rav Huna, because without Rav Huna, even though there are no Edim at night, but you still could have a chazaka over the course of 6 full years. Over 6 years, you lived 3 full years in the house of day and night, because even though you only have Edim of 6 years by day, but the second 3 years of day, a mashal of the night, so it's likely you have cheskas gimel shanim of 3 full years. So the 6 years are mashlim to shalish shanim shlemis. But according to Rav Huna, who holds that the chesaron of mefuzaris, it has to be 3 years in a row, l'chayr, the fact that you don't have edim, that you live there at night, is a hefsik, a break in the chazaka and the shvi chesaron of ritzufais. And therefore, the Gemara's kasha is only on Rav Huna and not on the mandamer that argues and holds you don't need ritzufais. Rabbeinu Yonah says a different way to answer the kasha, that without Rav Huna's din of ritzufais, it would be sufficient with gimel shanim alone, even though you're only machzik by day, and even though we only have edus that you were there b'yoyim. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, why? Neshe ikir dira b'yomim. The ikir dira is dafka by day, and not by b'leilois. That's enough to be considered the cheskas gimel shanim. We have to understand that even though the ikir dira is by day, and not by night, but Rav Huna holds that Lamaisa, you have to be able to have a chazaka by night in order to be able to have a din of ritzufais. It's only if you disagree with ritzufais and hold that it's enough to have gimel shanim, so then the ikr dir is b'yayim, and the ikr chazaka is accomplished with just b'yayim. And there's no chisarin b'chlal mufuzaris, because you hold you don't need ritzufais. According to the Rav Huna, that you need ritzufais, you'll have a chisarin. L'chayr, according to the Shitz Rishayim, without the din of ritzufais, you need Vav Shanim, like the Rosh and the other Rishayim answered. L'chayr, we can ask that it doesn't stem with the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara said that you can have Chazaka in Astra, a land that you normally leave fallow, Astra, the Muvra Bagi, by Chazaka over a period of 5 or 6 years, discounting the year that you let the land fallow. And still, the Rishbam says that during those years, you have to at least do near, you have to at least plow the land. You can't just leave it bottle. So we can ask, why by batim is it enough to leave, not have chazaka during the night and accomplish chazaka with 6 years? L'chayr, you should have to do something by night. Why is it different? The Asr the Muvri Bagi. The Beis Halev in Chelek Gimel Simen Nun answers this question. He says that the whole, like we explained earlier, the only reason why you need to have near Balayla is in order that the Ma'arish should not tine and say, I came and he wasn't there and therefore I wasn't Meicha. But Be'etzem, inside the Chazaka, Elaine, you don't need to be there, have near in the in-between years. So since the, and over there, by Batim, where there's no Eidim by Laila, so it's not Shaykh for the Ma'ar to come and say, Bosi Limchis, because you can't even verify that the Masik wasn't there by night. Adarab, if he wants to be able to prove the Masik wasn't there by night, Einach Nami will have a Reis in the Chazaka. But I saw this, where it's Shaykh Eidim, so unless you have near, he could say that the reason why I wasn't Meich is because you weren't there by Laila. Abaya answered the Kasha, and says, Man mas, Anthony Morris Kashan of Huna, and said, Man mas hit abatim, who says edus abatim shivivi. Shivivi are the neighbors. Shivivi made the yodi to be a mom over Lelia. The neighbors know that you're there by day and by night. Look, the Rosh in Siman Beis adds and explains Shita Abaye that you don't need that the neighbors should see that you're living there the entire night and you didn't move from your house. It's enough that they saw that you entered your house towards the evening and you left in the morning. And they can assume that that's enough to prove that you were there the night, and therefore you have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim without a break of the night, and it's Ritzufos, even according to Rav Huna. The Ritva and the Rajva also say, like the Rosh, that it's considered enough Eidus that the Machzik was there Balailas, with that the neighbors say they were not Margish, that he left, or that he took out his Kalim, that he moved out, and he wasn't there at night. So with that alone, it's sufficient to prove that he was there at night and he has Cheses Gimel Shanim. That's a bias teretz. Rava says a teretz, how do we have Eidus that he was there by night? Going to also Beitre, to Eidim, come Va'amri, and they said, Ananai, Greenan Minai, we rented from the Machzik, Vidarina Beit Lashnin, and we lived there for 3 years, Bimom Velelio, by day and by night. L'chayra, Rav is coming to say, another way to prove that the Machzik was there for 3 years, either the neighbors say that they saw the Machzik being in the land himself for 3 complete years, day and night, or 2 people rented it, and they themselves lived in their house day and night, and that Eidus is good enough for the Machzik. The Ritva brings B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim, that Rava argues on Abaye, and he holds that Eidus Shivi is not sufficient to prove that the Machzik was there for 3 years day and night, because they can't actually say Eidus that they saw him there at night. They're not staying up a whole night to watch that he didn't move from his house. He argues in the other Rishayim that we mentioned earlier. The Rosh says, like he's Lishitas, like you just previously mentioned, that Avada Rav is made it to Abaye, Avada it's good enough for the Eidus of Shivavi. Rav is just being Maisiv that it's Eidus of Chazaka through Seichrim. And the Ritva says, enough Gemina between Abaye and Rav is in a case where, let's say, you're living in a Churba, in a ruin, or in a place where there's no other neighbors. So you don't have Shivavi. If there are no Shivavi, then you have to come on to Dafka Seichrim in order to prove that you were there for 3 years, day and night. And the Rajb says another nafkamina between Rav and Abaye in a case that the Ma'arat Hainas Bibori, that you were not, you Machzik were not the Balelis. According to Abaye, it would be enough with Eidus Shivvi, and maybe Rav would argue and Rav would say that in the case of a Tain of the Ma'ar that you weren't there, then Eidus Shivvi is not sufficient and you need to have Eidus of Seichrim. The Rishayim ask on Rava that says that helps Eidus that you are Seichr, Bayayim of Alayla, that proves that the Machzik is being eichel to Paris, Yem Valaila, Lechaira, the Machzik himself was not there, did not live in the field. The Seicher lived in the field. With this fact that the Seicher was in the field, was in the house by day and by night, how is that a Chazaka legabin a Machzik? In this we find a Machlaikis Rishainim. The Rama in Oischof Gimel says, the only way we could say the Machzik is being Eichel Peris for Gimel Shanim, Yoim Valaila, and he has a Cheskas Gimel Shanim, is only with that he receives the rent, the Schiris of the Seichrim. The Schiris is the Shtamshes of the field, and the Iker Chazake is the Kabbal Saschar. And Enoch and Ami, if he wouldn't be Seichrim, if it would just be B'Sheila, there would not be a Chazake. B'Emes, the Rishayim later asked Akasha, that there should be a problem of the Seichem being Negev Eidus. Gemara asked, the Seichem Negev Eidus? And the Gemara says it's talking about that the Seichem are holding the Schar, holding the money, and they didn't yet pay. So L'chayr, if they didn't yet pay, then according to the Shita of the Ramah, there is no Chazaka, because there's no Achilas Peris for the Machzik. He didn't get his rent. So how does the Ramah's Mahalach in the Gemara, in Rav's Teretz, that the reason why we consider the Machzik to have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim is because he received the Schiris of 3 years. If he didn't receive any Schiris, he didn't yet give it to him, so then the Chayr, he didn't have a Chazaka. So the Rishayim say two Teretz, and the Ravid says, a Teretz in Shinta Kibbet says, that it's talking about that he wrote him a Shtar Chayv on the Schar. If he wrote him a Shtar Chayv on the Schar, it's like he guaranteed him that he has a way to receive the Schar. That's already considered like the Machzik received it, and he has Cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Ramban says that Yeshet Tirtzu, that's talking about that he already gave him the schar, and then he was teifis the dumb for him because he wasn't sure if he's going to end up being the real Bailam, and therefore he's not Negev Be'edis. But the Lashna Gemara is definitely not mashma like that. A second Malach in the Rishayim to explain Rava of why it's considered like the Machzik has Ches Gimel Shalom, even though the Seicher lived in the Bayis B'yayim of Malayla, is not because the Seicher gave the Machzik the rent, but the Etzem Dira of the Seicher in the bias, mikayach, the maskir, which is one who's considered the machzik in our case, is considered like the machzik was in the field himself. And the lashon of the Ramban is that mikol mokim b'shlichusei achzik, he was machzik in the bayis b'shlichus of the maskir. So therefore, it's commanded dayer ba'iu nami dami. It's as if he himself lived in the field and in the bayis, and he was machzik gimel shanim. It's mashmash from the lashon Ramban that it comes on to the din of shluch shalom kemaisa. It's kein shlichus. The seichrim are shluchim of the machzik, and they're living in the bayis. Day yamam of aleilya is a chazaka for the machzik, but not that the schar pays. Not that the schiris is the chazaka. The schiris is not the chazaka. The schiris is the fact that the chazaka is the fact that the seichrim were Dorim, lived in the bayis yom v'layla. That's considered like the machzik himself was dar in the bayis b'yom uv'layla. Chedush Arim in Choshe Mishmat Simen Kuf Mem Ois Yud Gimel asks on the Shita of the Ramah that the reason why it's considered the machzik is considered a muchzik is because he was mekabel the schiris. So if that's the case, why do you need that the seichrim should live in the bayis for gimel shadim shleimis b'yom v'layla? Anyway, if they rented it for 3 years, then they have to give schiris of gimel shanim, and the schiris of gimel shanim itself is the chazaka. Well, you could answer the chedushim's kashin and say that avada every chazaka requires that you need to be in the kark of a gimel shanim shleimus. You have to live there. It's not enough just to be eichel peiris. It's just that without achilas peiris, then the fact that you're there is not sufficient for cheses gimel shanim. You also need achilas peiris, and the issue of the rishonim is not that somebody has to be in the bayis for gimel shanim yom v'layla. Avad, you have to be in the bayis gimel shanim yom v'layla. You have to be machzik in it. But the shayla in the rishonim is just that if there's no achilas peiris, then it's not a complete chazaka. And the nidin of the rishonim was what's the achilas peiris of the machzik? On that, the Ramaz mahalach was the achilas peiris is the schiris, is the fact that he's receiving the rent, and the Ramban's mahalach is that the achilas peiris is not the schiris, but the actual living of the soicher, b'mokrim the maskir, b'shlichus ha-maskir. The Rasher brings b'shem the Raivid, and the Ritva brings b'shem the Raivid, that in order to be considered that the soichim that were living there for yom v'layla, they have a chazak of gimel shanim for the maskir, it has to be that the soicher wrote a shtar choiv on the dmei haschiris. And the male blibes a chazaka for the maskir. But without a shtar chayv, it's not a good chazaka. And this shita, or the ravid, is based on the Gemara later in Daf Mal from a base. The Gemara says that you have three lakuchais of starfin, that means there are three buyers, each one was machzik in the soda for 1 year, and then afterwards the last machzik claims that he bought it from the marakama. It's considered a good chazaka, but only if they all have a shtar. If they have a shtar, one bought from the other. If there's no shtar, that one bought from the other, then there's no koil. If there's no koil, then it's not a chazaka. So too over here, in order to say that the seicher living in the bayis for gimel shanim shleim is yom v'layla is considered a chazaka for the maskir, there has to be a shtar. If there wouldn't be a shtar, then the marakama could say he wasn't meichem because he didn't know that the one who's living is claiming he's a bailam. He had no idea that he bought it from the, or rented it from the maskir. Rabbeinu Yoina, in Omer Beis, the Mask Olubi Adenu argues on this Ravid, and he says that you can't compare it to the case of Gimel Lekuchais. By the case of Gimel Lekuchais, we're talking about there are three people in the Soda. Each one was Machzik for a year. So you have to have that each one should have a shtar from the other. Otherwise, there's no Koil, and the male there's no Cheskas Gimel Shanim. But Masha'en Kain, in our case, by the Seichrim, although there are three of them, and it's Yadav Yadua that the Seichrim are renting Mikayach the Maskir, and not Machmas Atzmam. So we say that the Shem HaMaskir always remains on the Karka. Everybody knows it's the Maskirs, and therefore it would not be required to have a Shtar. The Ritva argues for a different reason, because since in our case, the people that are living in the chotzer, it's all one. It's in the bayis, it's all one seicher. So it's not three different seichrim. So since it's one seicher, not three different seichrim, so it doesn't have to require a shtar. L'chayra is an afkamim between the way the Ritva argues and the way the Renyayin argues. Because according to the Shitzer Ritva, it's dafkiv and the Seichrim lived there for 3 years. But if there are more than one Seicher, each one lived for 1 year, so then another pair of Seichrim lived for another year, another pair of Seichrim lived for another year, so in a chanami they would require hashtar like the case of Sholosh Lekuchais. Hashenken, according to the Shitzer Ben Yoina, since the reason why we're being mechalik and saying that this is different than the case of Shalosh Lekucha is because the Shema Mask is always on the Sada and everybody knows who it's being rented from, so you never require a shtar. Because the Serchim are yoyed into the Karkim, Mekoyach the Mask, and not Mekoyach Atzmam. And that's mapping a coil that they're living there, Mekoyach the Mask. So even if it would be more than one pair of Serchim, it also would not require to have a shtar. Let us now analyze the Gemara's Kasha on Rava. Omalei Rav Yemrim Larvashi, Rav Yemrim told Ravashi, Hani Noigin Bei Dusanhein. How can Rava say that if two Edim come and say that we are the Seichrim and we live there day and night, that that would accomplish a chazakah for the Machzik, for their maske, the one who rented it to them? L'chayra, these two Seichrim have a Negias. D'iloy Omri Hachi, if they're not going to say that they live there day and night, and therefore the rent was owed to the Machzik, Amrina Lehu will tell them, Zilu Havulei Agar Bei Salahai. We would tell the Seichrim, go give the rent of the house to now the Ma'arer, the one who's saying that it's his and fighting with the Machzik. And that the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, Amalei Dayani Deshvili Hachi Deini. That would not be, that's a lowly way of judging. Mili Askinan, aren't we discussing, aren't we talking, going to Nakiti Agar Besa, we're talking where the Seichrim are holding the rent, Vamri Leman Leisvei. And they're asking who they should give it to. Meaning they do not have an egeus because the rent wasn't yet paid. But the Yemer's kasha to Ravashi was that if they had already paid the rent, then how could you say that the Seichim don't be able to be kosher edim and they live the day and night and that would accomplish that the Machzik has a cheskes gimel shanim? L'chayr, they have an egeus. If they're not going to say that they paid, that it belongs to the Machzik, then they're going to have to again pay rent to the Ma'arer, to the one who claims he's the Marakama. The Ramban, Ben Yoina, the Rajba, the Ritva, they all ask a Gvaldik Akash on the Gemara. L'chair, what's the Negias? If they're not going to say Edis, L'tevas HaMachzik, and what's going to happen? Bezin's going to take away the land from them, so the Edim will go back and be Tevei the Machzik and say, give us back the money that we paid you, because you rented to us a land that does not belong to you. So what difference does it make to the Seichrim whether the Machzik is the Bailim or the Ma'arer? The Marakam is the Bailim. Either way, they'll get their money back. The Ramban, Rabbi Yoina, answer that the person, Edim do not, the Seichim do not wish to go through the route of going to Bezdin and having to get back their money. It's easier for them that the land should just remain by the Masker, which was the Machzik, the one who's in the land, the one who rented it to them, and they should be putter to have to pay the Ma'ar, the Dmei Aschiris. Also, you never know, maybe the Maske will say that he's that Parati, he paid back, he paid it to them, or maybe they won't have any, he won't have any money to pay them back, or Rabbi Yaina says, maybe the Maske will say he never received the Schar, and they'll be stuck, so they'd rather leave it status quo, that the money was paid, and they don't owe any further money. And therefore, they have an Igias to say that it belongs to the Machzik. The Shara Mishpat and Simen Kuf Mem, Sif Katan Tes says, that Lamais, no matter which way you look at it, they would have to anyway pay the Machzik. Because they claim, they said that they owe the money to the Machzik. If there is a Hidas Baldin that the money, was they rented it from the Machzik, it lived 3 years, day and night, and it belonged to belong to the Machzik. So even if the Bezin will not accept their Edis, they won't be Neman Klapi the Ma'arer, and we would take away the Karka from the Machzik, but Klapi Atzman, they're Nemanim, they were Maida that the Maskir was there for 3 years, and he is, L'chair, it's his land, the Eschess is Gimel Shadim, and he took from them the Schiris Kedin. So L'chair, even if they don't pay yet to the Maskir, they would still have to pay to the Machzik. The Shara Mishpat also asks another Kasha, that in the Gemara answers and says that we're talking about that there's no negias because they're holding the money, they did not yet pay. If they're holding the money, they did not yet pay, so then they're not negia bedover because they're ready to pay whoever they have to pay. Frek the Shara Mishpat and Simen Kuf Mem, Sif Katan Zayin, the Lechair, even if they don't have a negia in this Edis, but they still should be pasul midin bal din. Since the nidin on them is whether they have to pay the maskir or the ma'ar, who they have to pay to, so they are baldover in this edus. If they're baldover in this edus, that alone should make them pasul lahoyed. He brings a shach and simen nun vav sif katan hay. That brings from many rishonim that if let's say Reuven says to Shimon that I gave you $100 to watch from me, and Shimon claims that Levi was the one who was mafkid to him, so he's not neman, even though he has no negias. What difference does it make to Shimon whether it's Reuven's or whether it's Levi's? Because since it's a money that he's holding, and the issue is if he has to return it to the Reuven or Levi, he is considered a baldover. So therefore, the Shara Mishpat says that Be'emes Legabi Atzman is taken not Neman in the Eidos, like we mentioned before, and they would definitely would not be potter from having to pay. It's just that we, since they have no Negias in Legabi the Machzik, we Palgino Neduson, and would say that he's Neman Legabi the Machzik to say that the Machzik was there for, they were there 3 years, Mikoichoi, and therefore they, the Machzik himself, has a din of cheskes gimel shanim. But if, as far as the money is concerned, says the Shara Mishpat, they eidim achayv to pay twice, to the ma'ar and to the machzik. There's no, they can't excuse themselves and say that since this cheskes gimel shanim for the machzik, therefore it's he's the bailim and we only owe him the money, we don't owe the maskir. The gabi paskening, who is the bailim on the karka, they and which would affect their schiris, they have no nemanis, they are bali dvarim. Rabbi Chanan and the Kavitz Shur Ma'iz Kofay is matmiyah on this Shara Mishpat. That if so, why, if they already paid to the maskir, why are they considered Noigim Be'edus? The Gemara and the Kasha held that if they paid the rent to the maskir, to the machzik, so they're considered Negeah Be'edus because they don't want to have to pay a second time. The way the Shara Mishpat understands the Gemara, b'chol oifin derchayv to pay to the ma'ar. And even if they made that the maskir was there for 3 years and the edus on the scabble, but they're going to have to pay because l'may said they lived there 3 years in their ma'idah. So they're not negeh be'edus b'chlal. So why wouldn't they edus hell to imay midasode b'yara ma'chzik? Says Rabbi Chanan that it's muchach that if the neman and their edus, that they were there 3 years, and then the maskir has a cheskes gimel shanim, that they would not have to pay the ma'ar. And you can't say palginon to mekabel the edus only legabi the machzik, but not legabi themselves, because the din of their schiris is a telada from the din of the machzik. If the machzik is the bailim, then the schiris was already paid to the bailim, or they only paid to the machzik and not to the ma'ar. And since their neman that the bais belongs to the machzik, male, they're going to be chayv to pay to him and not to the ma'ar. The achrayim ask a different kasha, that it, since the Gemara answers and says Nakiti Agar Besa, they're holding the money and they say Laman Nesve, who should we give it to? And they have no negias, and therefore they're believed to say that the maskir has cheskes gimel shanim. Fract the Shimon Shkop and Simon Yud Gimel and the Kils Yankim and Simon Yutes, that lechayr they're still negeh be'edus. Because if you're not going to be mekabel their edus and the ma'ar is going to be zeich in the field, lechayr they're going to have to pay twice. That gives them a negias. They would have to pay the machzik because they have a door that the karka belongs to him. And they also chayv to pay to the ma'ar because bezin might not be mekabel their edus. And they might say the ma'ar will win. So lechayr, they have a negiyah in this edus because they have a benefit that the edus should be in the skabel and they should not have to pay twice, not only to the machzik through because of their hoidah, but also to the ma'ar because of the fact that bezin might pask and the ma'ar is correct. Lechayr, you could answer and say that they're not choshim negiyah be'edus, because they didn't have to say edus at all that he was there for 3 years by Yom HaValelis. If they wouldn't say any edus whatsoever, so then they would only have to pay once to the ma'ar, because then the maskir has no cheskes gimel shanim. But on this, the achrayim say from the Rishayim and Ksubis is mavur that even in an oifen, that if they would not say any edus at all, they would be potter. And that means they have no negiyah in the etzem edus. But since after they were made, they now have a negiyah that the edus should be in a skabel and they shouldn't have to pay twice, that's also considered a negiyah be'edus. And a male, it's going to be shver. Why over here is it not considered noigin be'edusan? L'chayr over here, after they were made, that the machzik, the maskir, was there for 3 years, so they have a negiyah that the edus should be in a skabel. They should only have to pay him and not to pay also the ma'arer. If then edus is not going to be in a skabel, they're going to have to pay twice to the ma'arer and to the maskir. What's the raya that they still have a loch of a baldover? They still are considered negeh be'edus, even though they have a way to protect themselves and not having said edus at all. The raya to that is from the Gemara in the Rishayim and Ksubas that pay daladam and beis. The Gemara over there is mevor that a balchayv that was teifis metaltalin of yisaimim la'achar misa. The din is we might see in miyode. We take it back from the balchayv. But if the balchayv was teifis mechayim, he took it in the lifetime of the one who owes him money, then ein might see in miyode. The Gemara has a suffix in an oifen where the behemoths of the Yisaimim were at the hands of a Shomer, and the Balchayv was taifis those behemoths from the Yad HaShomer. The Balchayv tainas that he grabbed those behemoths mechayim, and therefore his tefis is a good tefis and he's a right to keep it, and the Shomer claims that he was taifis those behemoths lacham misa, and then he has to return them. The Rajma, the Rosh, the Ritvon, the Ran explain that the Bakra, the Shomer is not Nema B'teres Eid Echot to say that he was Teifis Mechayim because he's Negeah Be'edus. He is in the Gias. He has to pay back the Yisayimim, the value of the Behemah, because he was Pashay in the Shmira. He let somebody else grab it. And therefore he wants that the Behemah should be taken back from the Baal Chayv and returned to the Yisayimim in order that he should be putter from having to pay to the Yisayimim. L'chayra, we can ask, what is their Negias? What is the Negias of the Shomer? L'chayra, if he would say, the Shomer would say that he was Tefes at Mechayim, he doesn't have to pay to the Yisayimim because he was Tefes at Midin. And there's no pshia here. So there's no negia to be made that he was tefes lachamis and it has to be returned. He says he was tefes mechaim, so then he has a right, and he's right to keep it. So it's muchach that even though without his edus he would not have to pay, if he wouldn't have said anything at all, he wouldn't have had to pay anything at all because he was not pesheya, and he was not, it was tefes kedin, and mechaim is a right to be tefes. But still, now that he said that he was tefes lachamisa, and then he has to return the animal back to the Yisayimim. If he's not going to be Naman with that which he says now, that Yisayim, that this Baal Chayv was Tevez Lachem Misa, and then he's going to, and he has an Negias, the Shem will be Chayv to the Yisayim, back the animal, because he was made that he was Peshaya. So then he has a Te'elis that the Edis should be Nisgabel. So even in such a case, he has a Din of a Baal Dover, and we're not Mekabel the Edis. Again, even if he could have avoided the whole issue by saying that the Tfisa was Mechaim Kiddin, and therefore he's not a Pesheya, and he wouldn't have to pay the assignment, but now that he's saying that the Tfisa was Lachamisa, he has an Egeus, because if his Edis are not going to be Niskabel, then he's going to have to pay back the assignment. So we see that he has a Din of a Baal Dover, although he has a way to not having to pay at all. L'chaira, we can understand the reason why it's called an Egeus of Edis in two ways. First of all, even though he could have been made, could have not been made at all, that there was a Tfisa Lachamisa, he could have not said anything, but since he was made in Bezin that there was a Tfisa Lachamisa, so Lefi Dvarv, according to what he said, he was a Pesheya. He let them grab it at Lachamisa. He has no right to do that. He should have been protective of the animals. So now he has to pay to the Yisayimim. But he's made that the Baal Chayv has to return the Behemah to the Yisayimim, and therefore he's going to be potter from having to pay to the Yisayimim. So that means he's really saying in Eidus HaTevas Atzmai, he is the one who's being tevei the Baal Chayv to be machzir the Behemah to the Yisayimim. Therefore he has an Egeus. Or we could explain it a little differently, that even before he says Eidus in Bezin, he has a din of an Egeus in this Eidus, because he knows the truth. He knows that the Baal Chayv grabbed it Lachamisa. And Minadin, he was a Peshaya. So if Minadin, he was a Peshaya, and Klapishmai, Gali is Chayvt and Tashlumin. So therefore, he's Nichale to say Eidos that the Tfisa was Lachamisa, and to be Maitzi the Behemah from the Baal Chayv, and return to the Yisayimim, so he should be Potter Minhadin. But Mitzad, his Peshaya was Peshaya. But Mitzad, the fact that the Baal Chayv has no right to be Tevez Lachamisa, he has a way of getting the animal back to the Yisayimim. So even though there's no Chashash Meshaker, because if he wanted to lie, he could have said that there was a Tfisa was Michaim, would have been Potter. So he doesn't have an Egeus. If you talk about dollars and cents, but Lefi Emes, he wants that his Eidus should be Niskabel so that he should go be clean and not have to pay back the Yisayimim. So we see that he's considered a Baal Dover in such an instance, and you can't be Mekabel his Eidus, even though there's no psul of Chashash Meshaker, but he still has a psul of being a Baal Dover. So the question is, in our Gemara also, even though he's Nikiti Agar Basin, he says, Laman Leisvei, why doesn't he have a psul of Baal Dover? He shouldn't have, now that he said his Eidus, he shouldn't have to go ahead and pay twice. We find two different terutzim in the Achrayim. Rav Shimon Shkop says that the difference between that Gemara and our Gemara. Over there, the Edim have a schus and a te'elis in that which they say Eidus. Because the Shomer, he's a Shomer, and he's a schayver to Shmira to make sure that the Behemah was protected and not taken by a Baal Chayv. And through that he's machzir the Behemah to the Yisayim, he's going to absolve himself of his chiv. So since he has a nafkamina in the Behemah itself to be able to say that it should go back to the Yisayim and absolve himself from his chiv, so that's considered a negeh be'edus. He's considered a Baal Dover in the Iker ho'edus that he's being made. Mashenkin and now sugya in the Iker Eidus that he is being made, he has no schus bichlal. To him, to the seichrim and now sugya, there's no nafkamina if the bias belongs to the ma'ar or belongs to the maskir. That's not the issue to the seichrim. So in what they're saying, Eidus, that the maskir has cheses gimel shanim, they are not negeh bichlal. They are not a bali dvarim at all. So when they're made, that the karkas, the machzik, they're not considered being made for themselves. The only thing that's negeah for them is that they would like that it should come out that the karka should be the maskirs, so that way they won't have to pay again to the ma'ar shaloi kedin. So for that we say, since anyway they don't have, there's no chashash mashakir because they didn't yet pay to the maskir and they could not say edus at all and just give to the ma'ar, so in such a case they're kosher le'edus. So again, they are not considered bali dvorim because they're not being made on something which is negeh for them personally. It only affects them a roundabout way as far as their schiris, and legabe that we have, they have the noch shash mishaker. The stipel says a little differently, that over here, the riz bamis yimuchiv al piter to pay by the case of the bakr, the shaymer, because of yopshia. So therefore, he very much wants that it's been skablin's edus to be moitzi the behemoth in balchoyv in order to be returned to the yisayim, and then he will be absolved. He's as a din of a baldover. Mashenkin over here in our sugi, the edin know the truth that the karka taka does not belong to the ma'ar; it belongs to the machzik. And even if their edus is not going to be in a skabel, but al lefi hadin ha'miti, they're not chayiv to pay to the ma'ar anything at all, because they know that he's a gazlan. They know that they were there 3 years. They know the machzik, the one who rented them the land, the maskir, the machzik, is the real bailin. So they're not coming to pater themselves from a real actual chiv that is placed upon them. They don't have a real chiv. They're only coming to pater themselves from a chiv of bezin, because since bezin has to go with the rules and the ma'ar is coming and against the machzik, so bezin might be mechayiv them shleik a din. For that, we do not say that they have a din of a baldover in this edus. It's only a negiyah because they have a te'elis with that the machzik should be given the land so they don't have to pay rent a second time to the ma'ar. For this negiyah, we have the etza that they could have said they didn't live in the land at all for 3 years. They didn't have to say their edus, and they would have automatically, that the ma'ar would have received it, and they wouldn't have had to pay twice, only once. So they don't have a negiyah, and therefore their edus is kshera. That's enough to masalik their negiyah. The Rambam in Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Beis Hilchos Torah V'Nitin, paskins that the Marakama Katayna against the Seichrim, that they have to bring Eidus that they were there B'Yoyim Uvalayla. If he says, Omar Shem Eloi Shochan Bo Yoyim Uvalayla, maybe we're not there day or night, Shem Eilu Sheskiru Lohem Eloi Shochnu Bo, they didn't live in the house B'Yoyim Uvalayla, Harezu Taina, it's a good Taina. V'Yimrim L'Magzik, we tell the Magzik, either bring Eidim, or you have no cheskes gimel shanim. And even two people come and say they rented, and they lived a day and night. If the Baal Chotzer says, bring Eidim, they were there day and night, they have to bring Seichem, have to bring Eidus, that they were there by day and by night. Dover toli bohen vein toli b'taynis ha-mazik deshi idulai. So it's clear from the Rambam that even if though the Seichem are made, that they were there day and night, but if the Ma'ar taynis against them and says, you were not there day and night, they have to bring Eidim. The Ravid says on this Rambam that Amar Avram v'nasanan alei schar, we paid the rent, which means that Davka, if they already paid the rent to the maskir, then the seichem are not neman, because they have an agia be'edus, like our Gemara explains, if the rent was already paid, they don't want to have to pay a second time to the ma'ar. But if they did not yet pay, then they do not have a negias. Some want to learn that the Ravid is explaining the Rambam and is not really arguing. But the Rambam is mashma that even if the rent was not yet paid, still, if the Ma'ar claims that he needs edus, that you were there day and night, the seichem are not neman, and you have to bring other edus. And the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam understood this is really what Razutra says towards the bottom of the Omer, the Yitan Vomer Lesi Saadi, bring edus Ador Bebe Imam V'Laila, Tanose Taina, the Marakama's Taina is a good Taina. And the Seichim, by saying they were there day and the night, are not Ne'amonim. They have to bring other Eidus. The question is, what's the Svara of the Rambam? L'chaira, if they did not yet pay the rent, we said they do not have any Negias. They are holding by paying, they don't know who to pay to, and they claim that they were there day and night, and the Maskir, the one who rented the land to them, who's now being is the Maskir, has a Cheses Gimel Shanim. Why should they not be Ne'amon? The Shara Mishpat explains, like he said before, that even though they're holding the rent and they didn't yet pay, and they're not considered negeh be'edus, but they're not neman only legabe the magzik, but not legabe themselves. Like we said, we split the edus. Legabe the magzik, they will say they have ches gimel shanim, but legabe themselves, they still have to pay, because they were moided that they rented it from the machzik, from the maskir, for 3 years, and he has ches gimel shanim, and it's it, so they have to pay him anyway. And they also have to pay the ma'ar, because they say they were in the land. So the Rambam is talking about that the Edom are not Neman to say they lived there day and night, legabe the chiyuv of paying the rent, legabe being potter and paying the ma'ar, they're not potter. They have to bring other Edom. Then they can pay the me'askiris. They're not believed. They are balidvarm. Legabe themselves, their payment of rent, you can't say that they're believed to say that the maskir is the mugzik and yascheski moshonim, and they don't have to pay the ma'ar. For that, they're not believed. They have to have proper edim that you were there 3 years in order to establish a cheseski moshonim to absolve you for paying the rent in the me'ar. That's as far as the seichrim are concerned. It's very meduik loshen Rambam. It says, tzrichim elo edim ha-seichrim lovirai shadar batamid. It should have said that the maskir has to bring edim. Other Aiden that the Seichim were there 3 years, day and night. Why does the Rambam say that the Seichim have to bring Aiden? It's because we're not discussing the Gufa Karka. We're discussing the Schirus. Like Abi, the Gufa Karka and the Chanami, these two Aiden are believed, and therefore the Maski maybe has Chesed Gimel Shanim. But Legabi, the Seichim themselves, they are not Nemon against the Ma'ar, and therefore they have to go ahead and they would have to pay the Ma'ar. Rabbi Naftali brings this Teres of the Shar Mishpat, but he asks that if this is the understanding in the Rambam, why did the Rambam have to come on to a taina of the Ma'ar? Why don't we just say Palgin and Amanas anyway, without the taina of the Ma'ar? Because we only could accept their Edus as far as the Machzik is concerned, Legabi the land, but not Legabi their Schiris. So why did the Rambam have to say that the reason why they have to bring Edom is because they went ahead, the Ma'ar was Ma'ar, the Ma'ar tainan and claimed that you need Edus of Gimel Shanim B'yoyim V'layla. And even if they pay the Charish, they palgin in their money. It makes no difference if they paid or they didn't pay. So Rav Naftali learns that over here, Be'emes, he's not a baldover at all. He says he's machal between our Gemara and the case of a shliach nasa aid, that over there, whatever you're being made, that you're being done on, for that you're a baldover. Over here, the nidin is who owns this house. For that, you're not a baldover at all. Similar to what the Achrenim said before, that is not the etzim aidus, is not affecting you at all. It's a side product. Mainly, he wants to refresh the Rambam that everything depends upon what bezin is being done on, not if you have enough from this edus or not. So therefore, the Rambam is speaking that the Bala Chotzer, if he's Tevea, the Dmei Aschiris, it's Yitochin to say that the Seichim, they're the Bali Dover, if you're discussing the Schiris itself. Then we're not Seimich on them, because right now we're being done at Dmei Aschiris, and their edus is on the Dmei Aschiris, on the Dmei Abayis. But that's only when there's a Taina of the Ma'ar. But if there's no tain of the ma'ar, so then the nidin is only on the karka. So then the stam saying edus. And then for legabi, the karka itself, they're not bali dvarim, and there's no reason why we should not mekabel their edus. But al kopanim, you see from the Rav Naftali that you can't mechal the edus on the karka and the edus on the schiris. It's all one. It's just that it depends on what bezin is being done on. Taisvis is ma'ir another nekuda in this gemara. Taisvis asks that why is there negiah in the edus bechlal? Don't the seichim have a migu? They could have said they paid back. They already paid the rent. Once they said they already paid it, so you can't have a claim that they should pay again. And even Tosfos says, even though Bosad Tikkun Rabbanu Shavuos Eses Lemehemni La Sudei Behind Migu, even though you're not believed to say Edus is just a Migu after the Takon of Shavuos Eses, Ba'ochad Amas Nisan Kaimin, we're going on a Mishnah Vakatli Niskan of Shavuos Eses, there is no Shavuos Eses yet. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? They should be believed with a Migu. Rabbi Kiveger asks that how could you say they believed with a Migu of Piranu? They're still in the Geb Edus, because since right now they're Omeida, they did not pay. So they are considered bali dvarim in this nidin. If the me'ar is going to be zeiche and he's going to get back the land, they're going to have to pay him. So l'chayr they have a negis. L'chayr, the way we explained from the achrayim before, there is not considered a bali dvarim legabe the ownership of the land, and it's miyushur b'kivegas kasha. B'kiveger himself answers that even if the me'ar is going to be zeiche and din, but the edim are going to be potter from paying him. Because even if you're not giving Makabal as Edus, Ligabi to Etzim Karka, to say that the Karka belongs to the Machzik and will give it to the Ma'ar, but they still will be Nemo to pata themselves from paying the Ma'ar, the Schirus, because they have a Migu, they could have said Poranu. So therefore, Taisus is asking, since Ligabi themselves, anyway, there's no Teelus in the Edus, because even if you're not giving Makabal the Edus, they themselves will be Potter because they have a Migu. So Memeil, they're not considered Bali Dvarim. So Memeil, once they're not Bali Dvarim, because it doesn't affect them in the least as far as the rent is concerned. As far as the rent is concerned, they have a way to get out of it and pata themselves from paying the ma'ar through a migu. So in mail, their eder should be kosher, even legabe, the karka, and to say the karka belongs to the machzik. The Tashita Mekubes is bringing the Shem Teisa Rosh, a different teretz to Teisa's Kasha. He says that you can't say a migu by Shnei Edim. There's a rule, migu betrei lo yamrina. Since one aid does not know what the other aid is thinking, so you can't say they both would have said a different taina. Maybe one would have said a different taina and one would not have said a different taina. And therefore, we can't attribute a migu to two edim. The old achrayim amatmiya on this Tosfos Arosh, that l'chayr it's vakeir from a gemara and a Tosfos in Kiddushin. From the Kiddushin is mevor that a migu does help in such an instance. If two edim are nema to say they paid back the malve with a migu, they could have said they returned the money to the loiva. And Tosfos over there, and then Gimel and Kiddushin asks that l'chayr by shnei edim you don't see a migu. And Tosfos answers that by a taina, which with that taina you become potter from paying money, you do see a migu because each one's batuach. The other one would say that other could have said that other taina. So therefore, there's no chisarin of migu lebetrei le'aminon in the case of mamonis. The Chasam Sefer says that the Rosh over here held that you can mechalik between the Gemara and Kedushin and our Gemara. Over there, the Chiv is on both of the Edom together, and the Hefzer would be on both of them. So therefore, they're both secure that they both would have said that other Taina, and therefore, they both have a migu. They're probably both saying the truth in what they're saying now, because they both would have claimed that other Taina if they would have wanted to lie. But over here, there's no Sheichas, the two Seichim, one to the other. One rented to the other rented. It's possible that one of the Seichim paid his Chelik to the Mazik, and the other one maybe paid his Chelik to the Ma'ar. So therefore, over here, you can't say a migu l'shnei Edom, like the Tosfos Rosh answers to Tosfos Kasha. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud brings Amamar Zutra. V'itoin v'amar leisi treisa hadi la sidu le. If itoin is to bring two edim to say edus the darbe tlas shani that they live there 3 years b'yimam v'leilia tanose taina. We find in the Rishonim three mahalchim how to understand the memra of Mar Zutra. The Rashbam learns the Mar Zutra is saying an independent statement that edim that are made that somebody was in the house for 3 years is a good edus for Yoim and for Laila. Even though he doesn't say that he was there at night, that in itself is, we assume that if he lived there by day, he probably lived there by night. It's only if the Bailim taina and say that I did not see him there by night, that's why I was not Meicha, then he has to bring now edus both on Yoim v'Laila. So the Iker Chiddush of Mazutra is that if he does not taina, that you don't need Eidus Mamish. The Beis Halevi in Pechela Gimel, Simen Nun, explains the Vart according to the Rashbam. The way he understands Mazutra, that the Iker Chiddush is that without the Tainas Bori of the Ma'ar, you don't need Eidim Mamish on Diras Yom Valayla. And therefore, Be'etzim Mazutra should have said Fakert, that Eloi Toin, if he doesn't Taina, that you don't need Eidus Mamish. So therefore, the Rashbam had to explain and say the Mazutra is not going back in the previous Gemara, it's just a Milsa Ba'anpe Nafshe. So the fee there, the ikedin of Mazutra is that without the tainas bari mitzadim or akama, it helps stam edim that the magzik was there for 3 years, even though they did not say edus of Laila. Tosfos brings the shame to Rivam that he asks on the Rashbam, why do we need that the Ma'ar Shetaina that he has to bring edus that he was there yom v'laila? Why don't we ourselves be derish v'chayker in every single edus that you have to be the yom v'laila? Says the Rivam, that even if you just say Eidus Stam, that he was there by day, and we don't know anything about the Leilos, we say that Mistam, if he was Dar B'Yayim, he was probably Dar B'Leilos. So it's mashma that the Tosfos and the Rivam understood the Rishbam, that Be'emes, you have to be made on the Leilos, just we don't ask them. And the Teretz of Tosfos is that it's enough that we have Eidus on Yayim, we say there was Eidus on the Laila. The Rishbam is mashma that Taki the Eidus was on both Yoim and Laila. As long as you say Stam Eidus, that itself is an Eidus both on Yoim and Laila. We assume that he was there both for Yoim and Laila. The Nafkamina in this is that if, let's say, they say Beferish that we don't know if he was there by Laila or not, then Taki would not be a Chazaka. Because according to these Rishainim, that you have to be made Bistama, and we say the Mistama, the Eidus is also ala Lailas, so if you say beferish that you was not there by night, then the taka would not be a good chazaka. The Maaser Mazutra was mechadesh, then if there's no taina, you don't have to say edus on Lailas. We could question, according to Mazutra, is this halacha apply only by edus of Shechenim and Seichrim, by the neighbors or renters, or even edus of Nashim Da'alma would have the same halacha, that if they're made on the Diras HaYamim, they don't have to be made on the Lailas. the Rishbam earlier is mashma that even in other edim, if the Marakam is not, if the Matzik doesn't say the Marakam doesn't tain, the tain is bari that you were not there balayla, you wouldn't have to have edus beferish al halelis. And the Torah passings like this also in Simim Kuf Mem, that once you bring Aden that he was darbay, the Magzik was darbay Shalish Shanim, it's a chazaka, even though they were not made beferish on Diras Yamin Valelis. We don't have to be choiker on the Edus. If they're being made on the Lelis, we say Mistama, the Edus is on the Lelis, as long as the Ma'ar is not Tainif Akert. But from the Rajman, the Ritva, it's Mashma that only by Sechim and Shechinim we say that if he doesn't Tain, you don't have to have Edom on the Lelis. Masha Enkein, Edom the Alma, you would have to have Eidus, Anyoim, and Laila. Mekiyoy says, Beferish like that, the Davka be Eidus, so Shivvi, it helps Stam. But Stam Eidus, even without a Tainas Bari, you have to bring Eidim, Anyoim, and Laila. The Shara Mishpat and Simon Kuf Mem Sivkot and Vav asked that since the Ma'ara Ketaina Bari, that the Machzik was not there, Balelois, so then even when he does not Taina that, he should be Neman with his Taina that he did not sell the Karka to the Machzik, because he has a Migu that he could have said that the Machzik was not there, Balelois. So based on his Migu, the Marakama, the Ma'ara should win in this Din Torah. Says the Shara Mishpat that based on Toysuis and Bamitziah Dav Kuf Yuram Omer Aleph, the Ramaschal Omalei, that says it doesn't help a migu neged Cheses Gimel Shanim. Why? Because Cheses Gimel Shanim has a status of Edim, and we know there's a klal, a migu mokim Edim loy amrinon. Since it's Anan Sahadi that he would not have been quiet, it's this power of Edis to say that the Machzik is the Bailim in the Karka. So therefore, the Marakama cannot be believed even with a migu. Here he's Maidari, he's Machzik the Gimel Shanim beyamim. So he's not Neman to say that he was not the Belelis, migu shleim machaloy. In the Shaila, in Din of Marzutra, that if Marakama Tainas, that you were not there day and night, you have to bring Edim on Yom and Valelois, there's a Shaila in the Rishayim if you need to have Dafka Tainas Bari or not. The Rishbam says, we're talking about the Ma'ar Tainas Bari that I saw he was not there Valelois. The Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rajbo also say Dafka if there was a Tainas Bari that the Machzik was not there Valelois. If he Stam says, I want you to be made Beferish Al Valelois, maybe you were not there Valelois, that's not a Taina. But the Ramban says that we don't need a Tainas Bari. If he just says, bring Eidus that you were there, but Yom Valayla, his Taina is a good Taina. And it's Mashmer, the Loshna Gemara like that, that says, Lesu Asadi Lasudi, bring Eidus. It's not, he's not that he's tining a Tainas Bari, that you were not there by night. Just, I'm requesting that you should bring Eidim. The Rambam in Hilchos Toyim and Itin Perik Yud Beis Alocha Beis also says Toan Balachotzev Amar Shema Loi Shachan Bo B'Yom V'Laila. That's a Taina, and the Masik now has to bring Aiden that he was there B'Yom U'V'Laila. Rabbeinu Yoina asks, and these Rishayim that we never find such a Taina that the Ma'ara could say I don't know and bring proof. L'Chayra, we find in Dinei Mominis a Taina's Bari. Then you could be Neman. Without a Tainas Bari, where do we find such a thing that you can force the Machzik to bring Edom and Yom Valayla without a Taina? Chasam Sefer says that we do find in Tainas Baldin many in Yonim that even though he don't say Beferish, we Taina for him. It's as if he has a Taina even though it's not a Tainas Bari. The Shach and Simei Kuf Mem Sivkot and Zayin asks in the Rambam that L'chayr, if you're not Dor Belelois, the reason why there's no Chazak is because he could say, when I came, the Mara could say, I came there at night, I found Matsosi Besi Reikam, I found my house empty, and that's why I wasn't Meicha. Like the Rishbam says, that's far, by Asra the movie Bagi. So then even when he doesn't tie in a Bari that he was not there, he just says Shema. And if he Tanosa, he still should have come to see if he was there or not. What does Shema mean? Shema means that you don't know if the Machzik was there by day or by night. Why didn't you come Balayla to see if he's there or not? And if you would have come Balayla, you would have seen that he either is not there, you would have had a Tainas Bari, or you would have seen that he is there, and then you would have made your Macha. So how do you get out of your reason for being Meicha by saying that if I came and I found it empty, if you didn't even come, you don't even know. So how does it help a Tainas Shema according to these Rishayim? Chasam Sefer answers and says that Al Kaponim, if he was not there by night, there's also a reyesa for the Machzik, because he has no Eden that he was there by night. How was he not Choshesh? Maybe the Ma'ar would know that he was there by night, and he would come, and therefore he wouldn't be Meicha because he didn't see him there by night. And then it's a Taina on the Machzik that he had to be Nizar B'Ishtore. Taisvis brings a second Mahalich in Mazutra, B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel learned in Mazutra that we're not talking about the Marakama claiming that you should have to have Edom on Yom V'Layla. It's going back on Rav Yemra's Taina on Rava, that Rav Yemra said that the Seichum on Noigeya Be'edus. So Ramar Zutra is telling us an example where the Seichim are not, where we can have Eidos of Yom V'Laila that are not Negev Be'Eidos. For example, where Seichim that are not living there right now, and they say they once lived there, and day and night, and therefore we have now Eidim without any Negias, that there was a, the Magzik has Chazaka for Gimel Shanim Yom and Laila. Tosfos says that they believe to say that they were there Yom V'Laila because they have a Pesha Aser. What is their Pesha Aser? That they could have said, they couldn't, didn't have to say anything at all, that they lived there Bechlal. The Pesha Aser, they could have said they didn't live there Bechlal. And therefore now when they say they lived there and they paid up and they're now, they have no Negias, they're believed to say that it was there Yom V'Laila. The Tur in Simen Kuf Mem Oisir Aleph asks on Rabbeinu Chananel that since the Lamaisa coming to be made that the Magzik has Cheskes Gimel Shana to be Magzik in his house, and the only way to create a Chazaka for the Magzik is if they say Eidus that they once lived there for 3 years, day and night, so they have to say such an Eidus that they lived there. So therefore, where is their Migu? The Vesyaisa and the Bach and the Drish Vashen the Marshal Matmi on the Tur that the Pashtus, you don't need over here a Mamish Amigu. Because the point over here is that they have no negias. There's no Hanoah in the Eidus. They could say they never lived there. So therefore, they're not negia b'chlal in this Eidus. And they're believed to say, for the Mazik, has cheskes gimel shanim. It's all furthermore shver, because the Gemara in Kedushin Nafim Gilam Bey says, wherever the Eidim have a migu, the Eidus is kosher. The Gemara says over there, if the Loiva made a shliach to pay back money to the Malva, the shliach is never to say he gave the money to the Malva, even though he has negias, because to say that he paid up the Malva, otherwise he'd have to return the money back to the Mishaleach. But since he has a migu that he could have said, Hechzarti lecha, he's neman. And you don't say that it's not a migu because he wants to be made that he's makabel, the Malva's makabel the money. Because since the Maisi has no personal loss, yes, he has no negi in the Eidus, it's Eidus Kshera. So over here also, he has no personal loss in this Eidus because he didn't have to come at all and say that he lived there. So the Eidus is Niskabel. The Chidush HaRim in Sim Kuf Mem, Ois Chavav, the Masch Oid Yeshleimer says that the Tur holds, like we explained earlier from the other Rishonim in the Sugya Ksubistav Pei Dalid, that even where the Eidim could be made, they're not have to be made at all, and they would be Potter. But once they are made, they have an Egiya, the Eidus should be Neskabel, and that itself makes them be considered Negea the Eidus. So here also, even though they could have said they never lived there at all in the house, but once they are made, that they lived in the house for 3 years, they have an Egiya that the Eidus should be Neskabel, that they lived there day and night. Because if the Eidus is not going to be Neskabel, so that means they're going to have to pay the Ma'ar, the Demei Aschiris, the Fi Dvarav, they lived in the house. You have to say, Rabbeinu Chananel argues and says that they're not considered Negev Be'edus, and even though after the Eidus they have Taka to Elis, that Eidus should be Neskabel, but since they didn't have to say this Eidus at all, that's considered Eidim that without a Negias, and they're believed to say Eidus. We also see in Rabbeinu Chananel, it's before like that in the Rosh, that even if the Seichim did not live the Gimel Shanim Shlemus, they just they were Yom Rabim, they were Mechazim by Yaris, that's still considered a good Chazaka, even though sometimes you had to leave the city on business. And the Rosh even adds that you don't have to be Mashlim the time that you left the city. With 3 years, it has a din of Chazaka. The Tur in the Ramah passing like that also in Simen Kuf Mem, Sif Ches. Rabbeinu Yoina, at the end of the sugya, seems to be mashma that you need to be mashlim those days that you're out of town, and you have to have a three shanim shleimus. You have to have 3 complete years. A third mahalach brought by Tosfos in the memory of Mazutra is Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam learns that Mazutra is going back in all the previous amaroyim and saying you don't need edus mamish of yom v'laila. It's enough with that they're machzik in the house for gimel shanim, and every time that they came, the machzik was there. If the machzik was there, then that's considered cheskes gimel shanim yom v'laila. You don't have to have edus mamish and diras yom v'laila. And they say, and the Rosh adds also to Tosfos, that otu bekipa talilei v'loy naimi nami purta b'yamami v'laila. You think it's possible to be there every single moment, never to walk out, never to fall asleep, never not to be there, and the edim shouldn't leave the town. It's enough with edim that miktsas yom miktsas leilos, it's enough. And that's what Abaye and Rav had said. Abaye had said, shivvi me the yodi b'yamami v'laila, which is the meaning that the regilim, the shechem to know, even though sometimes they leave town for their business affairs. But they're made when they left the city. These people were living there, and when they came back, he was living there. It's enough for Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And even Rava was Machmer, and he said that Kol Shav V'Shav, you could find Ritzufim more than Cheskes Sodis. He didn't say that Afuke the Maksh, that the argue Abaya, that you have to be there every single moment. And Mazucha added, and he said, if the Machzik says that be made Stam, that he was there for 3 years with Cheskes Yom V'Leilis, even though he doesn't know that he was there a whole year long, Yom V'Leilis just saw them some days and some nights, that's already enough for Edus. In summary, We have three mahalchim to explain the member of Mazutra. According to Rashbam, Mazutra is a milsa bam peinavshe, and the ikar chiddush of Mazutra is without a tainas bari with marakama. The machzik is neman with edim that he was there gimel shanim yom v'layla. As long as they say gimel shanim stam, according to some rishonim, you have to have dafka. It only works with edus shivi or edus seichim. And Mazutra is made like the marzis and amabeis, but rechel and machazim bayaris. That's when the marakama is a rechel. That even without a tainas bari with tanina lay, and you have to bring edim on yom v'layla is mamish. The second halach is Rabbeinu Chananel, that Mazutra is going back and Rav Yemer's kasha on Rava, that he said that how could Rava say it's soichim a good edim for Yom Valaila, they have negias in the edus, and Mazutra is coming to say an example where there's no negias in the edus of the soichim, when they're not living there in the house right now. And the whole yediyah that we know they live in the house was coming from them. They have a pesha asr. They say they once lived in the house and they were there Yom Valaila. And then we have a giras on Maidin Rava, Beruchlin, Hain, that's where the soichim themselves or Reichlin, it's still enough with Edis that the bias was Bershusim for Gimel Shanim. The third Malach is Rabbeinu Tam, that Mazutra is going back at all the previous Amoraim, and he's coming to say that you don't need Edus Mamesh Hayem Valaila. It's enough with that, that with the Machzikim, we assume that the Machzik was in the bias Gimel Shanim, and every time that we came to see, the Machzik was there. And Rava agrees, and so too Abai agrees, by Reichlin, that means with the Edim of the Reichlin, that the Neman to be made on Cheskes Gimel Shanim, even though they don't know Mamesh on Yom V'Layla. Gemara in Amud Beis says, "Umayd Rav Huna b'chanusa d'mechuzah d'liyamam avida l'leil loy avida." Rav Huna holds, you have to have ritzufas Yom V'Layla, agrees by chanusa d'mechuzah, that stores that they sell bread and wine, that if he tainas, you're not choshesh v'z taina, even though there was not a dira b'laylas, it's still a good chazaka. Over here we find also machlekes rishayim of how to understand this memra. Shitas HaTosfos is that by Chanusa de Mechuzah, you have to be Machzik 6 years, in order that you should end up a total of 3 full years. You only be Machzik by day and not by night. The Yamim of 6 years equals 3 complete years. Even though by fields you don't need more than 3 years in total, over here it's different, since the other people that are not Chemvenim live in the Batim, Imam Valela, so we have to have Ishtamshus of Gimel Shanim Shlemus, and that's only through 6 years of using it by day. The Rosh and the Rajba agree to Shitas HaTosfos. The Rambam, in Pilchas Toyin V'Nitin, Perek Yud Beis, Aloch and Gimel, writes that if he's Dor Shalosh Shonim B'Yoyim, it's already a Chazakah. And the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Ran agree to the Shitas Rambam that Chanuyos, Chanusa de Mechuzah, have the same din of Sodais, that it's enough with Gimel Shonim. You don't need more than Gimel Shonim, although you only have Gimel Shonim of Yamim. The Gemara continues and says, Rami Barcham, Ravuk Barcham, Azovna Hiyamsa, they bought a maidservant and Badi Dodi together. Marish Tamish Bar Rishayna Shlishis Chamishis, one used it the first, third, and fifth year. Marish Tamish Bar Shni Revias Vishishis, the second, the fourth, and the sixth year, in order to have a Chazaka. And they came before Rava, Amalhu, my time of this is Hachi, why did you do that? Kechid le'sechzuga adadi, so you shouldn't be considered having cheskes gimel shanim one against the other. So kechid le'dchuli, have a chazaka, just like you don't have cheskes gimel shanim one against the other, la'alma nami lo'y have a chazaka. You also don't have chazaka one against the marakama. And the Gemara ends off and says, that's only le'kosev itra, that's only if there is no shtar. But if there is a shtar, then they have a chazaka. Kol kaskola islay. Rabbi Chanan asks that why did the brothers have to do this? Well, they chayshu said maybe one brother would steal from the other. So he answers in Kevet Shurim Ois Kuf Ches that Eino Chanami, they were not chayshu from Gezel, one from the other. But they still needed to do this, like we find the halacha that a malvus chaver b'loy edim, a person who lends his friend money without edim, is oivran lifnei iver. So too, a person who's mashe ashtar amana is oivran mishum leishishka in ba'olecha avlo. So over here, even by a chayvitz be'en, a shayach yenadin, not just by a milve, and they wanted to make sure that they were not oivr on lifnei iver. Taisvis, the Maskal Yisefzug Adadi asks that why don't we say over here that the person who was there for the first year will claim that it belongs to him. He'll claim that it's his because kiven dein edim sheyesh chavei rechelik. There's no edim that the other one has a chelik in it. So why can't the one who's there for the first year claim that it's his? The Ktzayis in Simen Kuf Mem Ois Aleph answers of Peter Rashbam and Daflam and Gimel and Aleph Din Maschel Mehemna that Cheses Gimel Shanim is Vimokim Shtare Medes and it patters you from a Shavuos Heses. But before Gimel Shanim, if one of the brothers would taina that it's his, he would have to swear a Shavuos Heses. And therefore, we're not chayshiv such a taina that he's going to say it's his after only 1 year, because then he'd be required to swear Shavuos Heses, and he wouldn't want to swear. Taisus, who didn't say this teretz, goes to Shitasa, even Lach Gimel Shanim, you also need a Shavuos Heses. The Beis Halevi and Chela Gimel Simon Lamedalad Ois Hey answers that since Achar 1 year, after 1 year, neither one has really a Cheses Gimel Shanim Klapin Amarakama, Memelet has a din of Mekhe Biyodish al Amarakama. It's as if the Mekach is still by the Marakama, and there's a din that Nem and Balamekach Loimer Lozem Macharti, Lozem Loim Macharti, as long as Mekhe Biyodish. Would come out that before Gimel Shanim, they're not afraid of each other, that one would claim that it's his, because since the Marakam would be Neman to say that he sold to both of them, because it's Mekhe B'yodai, so he is not concerned that the other brother will take it from him. It's only after Gimel Shanim that the Marakam is not anymore a Muzik, and it's like it's an Ein Mekhe B'yodai, then each of the brothers is worried the other brother would be Neman to say that it's his with Cheskas Gimel Shanim, because the Marakam is out of the picture. Gemara says, "Vele Amren El Dele Kosav Itra." A shtar was not written, but Avel Kosav Itra, if a shtar was written, Kala Isle, there is a koil. We find three mahalchim in the Rishonim. Either that means that if there will be a shtar, there's a chazaki immediately. That's the sheet of the Yesh Mefarshim. That's like an Anan Sadi that there was a mechir because he let him do such a maisa of bailus to write a shtar, like we find by Chofa Babayr Shichna Ma'aretz, which is chazaka right away, and we don't say the chasar, and we don't say the reis of ach mishtarcha. A second malach is that it would be a chazaka la'acher vav shanim. Third malach is that there is a chazaka la'acher gimel shanim like gimel lekuches. That means it's a chazaka mishutefes. Like the Rimigash explains, that both of them in this amas is like chad gavra. We put it together, and we have a cheskas gimel shanim. The Gemara fears Zois, and was Amar Rava, Ochla Kula Chutz Mi Beis Reva, Kona Kula Chutz Mi Beis Reva. And Amar Rav Huna, Rei Davi Shuli, Amar Nel De Barzrihi, Avlav Barzrihi, Koni Le Agav Ara. And the Gemara asks, how could you be Koine? And the Gemara says, Yekoine Abukim Bachiyusa, Umishat Chobo Peri. Pashtus, the Gemara is talking about that the Ma'arat Hainas, that he didn't sell him anything at all. And the Mazik says that he was Koine the entire field. According to the Taina of the Ma'ar, they didn't sell him anything at all, so he should have been Meich, because he was Machzik in Reiv of the field, at least Gimel Shanim Kedin. So you have to say that Klapi, that base Reiv, that he was not Machzik, the Lekeh was not Machzik in, there is no Echocha and there's no Chazaka. L'chair is a Kasha Fakert also, that since the Lekeh Taina is that he bought the entire field, he should have been careful with the Shtar, because Klapi, that base Reiv, that he was not Hechzik, he's not Neman, he should have been Nishmar in the Shtar, he should have been careful with the Shtar. So there's a race of Achmi Shtarcha, so then he shouldn't have a Chazaka in the entire field. It's mevor that Malkim that he was machzik gimel shanim kedin and the ba'al were not micha. It doesn't help a taina of achvi shtarcha. When the Gemara says afterwards lamiata tsunu ma'ikne abukim b'chiyusa m'shatcho b'peiri, the Rishbam says it's talking about the gabi cheses gimel shanim. But the Rambam hilchos mechira perek alef halacha tes vav brings this din the gabi kinyan chazaka. And he says that if the karka was like a sela, shembo, like deir, like pritz, you can't do the normal kinyanim of nal gadar or parrots, you can't plant it. So chazaki is enough, of kinyan chazaki is enough with shtichas haperis or hamadas behemis. And he understood, the Bach explained, the Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis, that really the Loshna Gemara is mashmak the Rambam, because it says, al mi'ata tsunuma b'ma yikne, with what could you be koina? Ela b'ukmi b'ocha yusa. Which is mashma, the kavanah of the Gemara is the gabi a kinyan chazaka. They have to be mamid peret a behemoth. That's enough to be koina. And the male who had in the gabi cheses gimel shanim, he should have been mamid the behemoth. But al kapanim, we see a din the gabi a kinyan chazaka.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.